When you do things from your soul, you feel a river flow through you. A joy. Do you know what I'm talking about? Those moments when you do things from your soul and it just seems to flow like a river and a joy awakens. When we don't do things from our soul, right? Yeah. When we do things from our soul, it can just flow in the midst of storm and struggle. It can flow. Holy Trinity. I begin with science. Galileo disturbed the entire Western world. And he paid a price. Turns out he was telling the truth. Do you know that Galileo lived and died as a believer? He did. Darwin turned the world upside down. Turns out he was telling the truth. He paid a price. Do you know that he lived and died as a believer? Darwin? Einstein. Genius. Matter and energy flowing back and forth. In time, he got a great reputation. Do you know that Einstein could never imagine life in this world without God? Just couldn't do it. It's impossible. J. Robert Oppenheimer, father of the nuclear bomb. He used it to stop Hitler, but he thought that the horror of this would motivate humanity to pursue peace. No. Nah. Do you know that 2/3 of our American government budget is dedicated to the making of war and weapons of mass destruction? We worship. That's why we don't have money for hungry children, because the bombs are so important, aren't they? They're keeping us safe, aren't they? Why else would we be investing in them? Oppenheimer was not a believer, but he was a person of conscience. And I think he was broken by what he experienced. I have nothing but highest respect for science and scientific methodology. It is a breakthrough in understanding who we are as people and community and possibilities. But there are two things that trouble me in the realm of science. One is, there is no presumed responsibility for what we create. I'm just doing the research. I've figured it out here. It's up to the others to figure it out. AI. So what that it's messing up all kinds of things? I mean, we just do the work, right? That's really amazing to me. Everybody else is held accountable, but scientists are not. We just did the research, and therefore there's no responsibility to the greater whole. Science can only work with things that it measures, but it cannot work with other dimensions of life. That's its limitation. Religion. Popular religion. It holds that God sits outside the universe, on an observation deck, untouched, uncaring, unaware of what's going on. Supposedly, God has a reputation for Mr. Fix-It, but the truth is, God has a terrible record when it comes to fixing things, don't you think? Just a terrible record. Yeah. Now the Son, Jesus, he's amazing. Oh, but he was a solo act, right? I mean, nobody's really going to follow Jesus, are they? Come on, nobody can do it. It's just so, it's too much. It's too much. And the Holy Spirit, that's just weird. What's that about? Why bother? Can I get an amen? Yeah, good. See, now we're done. Instead, I say today that the intimacy of the Trinity is everything. The ineffable mystery known as Abba Ema initiated the cosmos. And the Abba Ema from silent depths that we can never fathom loves the Son. And the Son loves Abba Ema. Says everything I do comes from Abba Ema. There is nothing I can't do without Abba Ema. For a lifetime, Jesus is crying and praying and listening for Abba Ema, that his life might manifest wisdom and truth. He's always listening. And the Holy Spirit dances in that overflowing love between Abba, Ema, and Son, and delights most of all in filling us, in infusing us with that love that has no end. That's how we become human, to live in that love that knows no end. And most of us, including the Christians, say, I don't think I can do that. That's perfectly fine. That's our initial response. With me? With us? Surely somebody else. We're not talking about Mary this morning, are we? Loving us without end. She can't do that. Right? Right? Jesus doesn't think so. The glory of God is the human being fully alive. That's what St. Irenaeus said 150 years after Jesus. Would to God that that had become the defining identity of the Christian community. The glory of God is each human being fully alive. Because that's what every one of us wants, isn't it? That's what we want, to be alive. Why do we have to go through all this stuff, all the turmoil, all the things that take us down? I'm so weary. I've had it. I just want to give up. Because the longing will not stop to become fully alive. So let me say a bit more about each of the three in one and the one in three. Abba Ema initiates the cosmos through love. That's how we got here. It's the love. How we we got here? And no, I can't prove it. But I am so old now. I don't have to prove everything. This is what the mystics tell us all the time. It's the love, baby. That's how we got here. It's the love. And we go, everything but that, right? How could that possibly be? That love set everything in motion. We call it evolution. It's the natural flow of things. Evolution is not the enemy. It's the way it works. We also call it creationing. Because everything that is was meant to be a blessing for us, for all. The very fecundity of the earth keeps blessing us no matter how much we trash the earth. Isn't that amazing? And maybe we could stop. Wow. All given to us, a place to breathe, to dance, to question, to wonder. The gifts are endless, but we keep narrowing our view, right, just down to the minuscule. Consumes us. Take a look in the inside of your bulletin today. That picture of Mount Bora. It is smack dab in the middle of nowhere, Idaho. It took us more than a half hour to drive around this mountain. Do you see it churning towards the heavens? The clouds descending, cascading, enveloping. Which came first, the clouds or the mountain? Huh? Tell me, is the mountain coming or going? Are the clouds coming or going? This just might be more significant than the whole of Silicon Valley. Do you know that? And there it sits in its magnificence where nobody sees it. But those with eyes to see and hearts to see can be filled with awe and wonder. What are we doing here with this great mountain? We get to share life with this mountain. For the Son, God is love. God can only be known by loving. Jesus' great story says, God is like a parent racing towards an aberrant child, a dysfunctional child, a prodigal who's messed up. God races forward and says, come home, you belong here. Nothing will ever keep you away from me. And then that elder brother and sister, you remember working in the fields? God's also racing towards them, those goody two-shoes, the righteous ones, who never do anything wrong. Oh, they are boring. But God loves them. Come home. Come home. Because God cares for the sick. Not the healthy. The healthy don't need God, do they? God sees and God pursues the broken, the wounded, the weak, the losers, the outsiders, the immigrants, and God becomes one of them. That's our story. Do you want to see God? Go to Gaza, Ukraine, Sudan. Visit the hungry children in America. Don't go wafting off to the celestial heavens. That's our story, right here. And God joins in and is among them. What kind of a God is that? And God, the Holy Spirit, is our advocate. Jesus says, I got to get out of here. I have to get away from you people because you're getting attached. You want to get stuck on me and talk only about me when the whole point is, how does this life come alive in you? So I'm sending the Spirit who shatters all delusions, who gives courage to cowards, and who awakens wisdom and wholeness and the truth that sets us free. God is not outside of time and space and evolution. God is here with us in the thick of it, in the muck of it, creating reality out of our loving. God is so close to us that God gets killed. That's intimacy, don't you think? Last week, I know a couple of you told me, Phil said that grace is physical. Isn't that wonderful? And he's right. It absolutely is, because everything I've shared with you today is utter and complete nonsense. Unless you want to try and embody and live into and enjoy and explore and dance with and play with this wisdom which has no end, then it becomes profound wisdom. We all know we're living in the midst of insane times. And so what we really need today is contemplation. Because we cannot think our way out of what's going on. And our actions are incredibly important, but they're not breaking through to solutions, are they? What's needed is a deeper, deeper connection with wisdom. So I tell you the story as an example. And I don't care if you've heard it before, this is a good one. Rich Kemmerer, our artist friend, as a young man, went to Japan to study with one of the national treasures. In Japan, they have 100 people at all times in all kinds of fields who are recognized as true masters and great teachers. And so they receive a lifetime income so that they can pursue their field of interest, engineering, education, wherever it is, and then teach others. Maybe we could have that in America. Yeah, how about that for an investment? So he went to study with a master artist, of course. And they traveled throughout rural zones of Japan. Just Richard and one other person were chosen. And they wander about and then ask a farmer to put them up for the evening, who would be grateful to have a national treasure staying at his home as he's reading the scroll. He says, of course you can. You stay in the barn, set up your shop, sleep there. Very good. They set up the next day. They go out to a view. Might be a valley or mountain, river, whatever. And they would sit down and gaze at the view for 4 hours. No sketching. No, you just gaze for 4 hours. And then you get up, go back to the barn, and paint what you had seen in 10 minutes. And if you couldn't paint it in 10 minutes, you were sent back out for another 2 hours because clearly you hadn't seen what is in front of you. Even I can't sit for 4 hours. I'm not asking you to do that, but I am asking you to cultivate those means which connect you, that deeper sense of self or stillness or awareness, because that's what the Holy Spirit is working with in us. In us. That's called lemonade, Trinity. Sustained Eucharistic praise. Participating in the meal that makes us real. Because when we do things from our soul, it feels like a river of joy flowing in us. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.